Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. I'm so happy to have you back with me today as we wrap up our week on this 1 John chapter 1. I think we're going to spend the rest of today going through the rest of the chapter. It's a very short chapter, and there's this beautiful imagery that we began to read yesterday that we're going to approach today about God being light and there being no darkness in him at all. And I think as we approach this last day of this week in 1 John 1, this is a good place for us to land because it's this conviction, particularly in the Easter season, to continue to let God's light shine in our hearts. A couple days ago, we read a psalm about living blamelessly before God, and this connects so perfectly to what we're going to talk about today of having a blameless heart before the Lord, who is total light. And when his light shines in us, when his light shines on our hearts, we're purified. He purifies us in such an amazing way. And sometimes that light hurts. Sometimes that light feels like it's crushing. Sometimes it feels like we're not going to survive the light, you know, but the Lord wants to bring us into the light because in light is freedom. So that's a little bit about what I want to talk about today and what where I feel like the Holy Spirit wants to lead us on this Friday in April. And I want to first read Psalm 103. Psalm 103 is very long. It's longer than the one we read yesterday, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to skip around a little bit. But it's this beautiful taking of David continuing on saying, "Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul." So let's let our souls rise into praise as we read some of this and rejoice in the Lord no matter what we're experiencing and what we're feeling. Because what have we been saying over these past couple days? We have seen the Lord. It is true. He is no longer in the grave. We have seen him. We have tasted him. We have touched him. We beheld his glory, the glory as the only Son of God. So we can praise him and exalt him and worship him. So let's go ahead and let's pray and read Psalm 104. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent, and he lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. You covered it with the watery depths as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains, but at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cover the earth. I'm going to skip forward. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Lord, we worship you and we praise you. Open our hearts to hear your word today. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, what's so amazing is right before we read the psalm, what did we say? Today, we're going to talk about how God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. I did not read Psalm 104 beforehand. I should have read it to prepare. I did not read it beforehand. I just began to read it. So we talked about, I didn't read it a second before I read it on the air just now. And so we talked about how God is light. And what is verse 2? The Lord wraps himself in light as a garment. And so just as we walk together today, Holy Spirit, we hear you, that you want to show us the light of God, that you want to pierce us with this reality, with this truth, that God is light. That in him there is no darkness at all. And show us today as we read your word how you want your light to penetrate us. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read. We finished off yesterday with that first section of 1 John 1, 1 through 4. And then I'm going to go 5 through 10. I'm going to read 1 John 1, 5 through 10. So if you'll join me. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So we read in Psalm 104, the Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. And then verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you. So first, I want to say before I say the light thing is multiple times now, John has communicated to the church. And remember what we said, that he's trying to protect them against false teachers. And so he's saying over and over, there is a clear message. The message is not whatever you want it to be. This is the message. He says it again. This is the message. This is the message. And the conviction for us, friends, is are we preaching the message or are we preaching a message? There is the message about Jesus Christ. And he's saying again, this is the message. What is the message? That God is light. And in him, there is no darkness at all. So what do we mean when we say God is light? First, he gives this core message that God is pure light. He is perfectly holy, true, and good. That darkness, right, we know represents sin, lies, ignorance, moral corruption. So John is saying there's no mixture in God. He is completely holy. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. In us, there's a mixture. There's beams of light that come in and shine forth from it. Sometimes we're walking in darkness. Sometimes we're walking in light. God is pure. There's no darkness in him at all. He is completely holy. So he's saying this is the message. One, be tracking the points of the message. One, God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. First, I want to say this is why sometimes when we're living in sin, conversion is really hard for us. Because you know when you are, it's really early in the morning, or it's in the middle of the night, and like you get up to go to the bathroom and you turn on the light and the bathroom light is so bright that your eyes are like, oh my gosh, I cannot adjust to this. I don't want to see where what he has to say. Like I don't want to see what God has to say, basically. That's the light coming into us. It's like, oh, like even how I described that was like this confusion, right? When the light comes on in the bathroom in the middle of the night, it's like this brightness, like, turn it off, you know? Like that's our response, because we're in darkness. That's often our response to God, who is light. He is pure light. It's not like this dim light that comes up gently. Sometimes it's abrupt because there's no darkness in him. There's no shadows in him. And that's also partly why he's so trustworthy. So if we say, next verse, if we say we have fellowship with him, which we just did, we said, we're inviting you into our fellowship, which is what? A fellowship with God and with his son, Jesus. So we're saying if we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not live according to the truth. I want to say this does not mean that we never fail. Sometimes we walk in darkness, but the walking in darkness, or sometimes we live in darkness at certain points, but the walking in darkness, it says like this permanent state. It's like you're walking, you're continuing on in darkness, you're persisting in darkness. If we're living in a patterned way of life while claiming closeness with God, there's hypocrisy there, right? That real fellowship with God begins to rub up against our lifestyle and we have to begin to want to change. And again, this doesn't mean we never sin. And I think during the Easter season, we saw this way of darkness and light transposed with Peter and with Judas, right? Because both of them make a mistake in darkness. Both of them are living in darkness. Judas, in the dark of the night, he sells Jesus. He betrays him for 30 pieces of silver. Peter, in the dark of the night, he denies Jesus 3 times. But the difference is the response that Judas, when the light of conviction came into his heart, he couldn't handle the guilt. And as the story goes, he took his own life. We don't know if he came back to God. But for Peter, that light of conviction shone upon him, and he turned back, and God strengthened him. He repented. And so the thing is not necessarily never sinning. The thing is, how are we responding? How are we responding to God? How are we responding to the light? How are we responding to the conviction? And so if we continue to say no to the light, we cannot exist alongside God's light. So I'm going to continue on because I want to finish this section. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with him and fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. So making every effort to walk in the light, this is something that God has convicted me of. And this goes back to that verse of being blameless. I'm saying, God, I want to be blameless before you. Search me and know me. Shine your light into my heart. Shine your light into my heart. Asking for that. We're not resisting the light. Again, it doesn't mean we've never sinned. I have fallen so much, friends. I have fallen into sin so much. I have chosen sin. I have chosen my human flesh. I have chosen darkness. But what defines me is not what I've chosen in those moments. What defines you is not what you choose in those moments, but if you choose to walk back into the light. And God is saying, John is saying, don't choose to persist in darkness, but choose to come back into the light. When you fall, go to confession, live openly before God, open your life to others. When we repent, obey, and seek holiness, it doesn't mean sincere perfection, but it means a sincere life oriented toward God. Living openly before God. And friends, the hour to live in the light is now. If you need to go to confession, go to confession. That time is running out. We are in a season of severe mercy that if you confess totally to God, if you lay it all bare before him, if you say, I want to live a different way, I want to be blameless before God, he will purify you. He will have mercy on you, but this mercy will end and there will come a time of judgment. And God is allowing things to be uncovered. He's allowed things to be uncovered in the church. He's allowed things to be uncovered in leadership. He allows things to be uncovered in our own lives for our own sake so that we can repent of things we have not repented for. Why? So that the blood of Jesus can cleanse us. We don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of the light. I don't have to be in these places in my heart. I didn't have to be afraid of the light. Because the light shines and it allows the cleansing blood of Jesus to come and change and transform us. And when we're able to be honest, we become dependent on Jesus's blood, and Jesus's blood becomes our only good. It becomes our only source of merit. We have blamelessness before God because of Jesus's blood. Thank you, Lord. Come now on this Friday, on the last day of this week, we want to walk in the light. Cleanse us with your blood so that we may be pure and holy, so we can have fellowship with you and have fellowship with others. Friends, I encourage you this weekend, if you have time, go to confession, lay it all bare before Jesus so he can cleanse you and you can walk in the light. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.